All right, I want nine people to give $1,000 and get it in the mail tonight or tomorrow morning, or deliver it to King's House if you're here in the Los Angeles area. I want out of the 60s. 69 to go. I've got to have 10. So let's just get it. You're slacking off on me and you're going to give a victory to the devil by default. The word number one. $10,000 in the mail tonight or first thing in the morning, or delivered to the King's House. I don't care if one person does this, doesn't matter, as long as it's 10,000 in increments of 1,000 or more. So where's number one? There's a time when you bear down. Just bring them to me, Mike. Music's gonna stop, or we win this victory. There's one, Santa Monica. Word number two. You mean you're just going to stop like that and get it? Yep. Just stop and sit right here and get it. Word number two. Hurry up. I got a ring in this phone, so stop it, or in this mic. There's three. That's four down. Word number five. One. One from Santa Monica, three from Glendale. Where's number five? Up and at him. We're going to whip the devil right here and now. Hurry up. We're number five. Now somebody that should have given 10,000 only has to give five. You're lucky. Or maybe you're not lucky. Should have given 10. Come on. Where's number five? Get on a telephone now. Don't start being an onlooker. Get faith on these phones until I get it now. Where's number five? Hurry up. You've been sitting and watching and postponing an inevitable decision of faith. This one's going to be a fact because you got to send it in tonight or tomorrow morning. You're going to have faith for your own needs after you do this. Got to act like the widow to whom Elijah came. She had to give to God's prophet first. Now, come on. Where's number five? You'll get it in the mail tonight or tomorrow morning. Hurry up. I want this before we go off 56. Portola Valley, California, there's number five. Now, where's number six? Don't make me say the number six too many times. Where's number six? There are plenty of people watching that can give the full 5,000 for the second half of this charge. Six coming up. Six coming up. Where is number six? Six coming up. Come on. I don't want to see him lag. Orange Park, Florida, $1,100. That's six. Now where's number seven? Four more to go. Where's number seven? Four more to go. Too hot in here, Mike. Hurry up now. Where's number seven? Michael. $9,000, that puts us well under. Some of you faithless ones even look shocked at that. So I'll give you $9,000, get you out of the 60s. There's $9,000. We were down to six, or four to go. That's the four plus five. That you mean we're about 55,000 now to go. It's all right. Let's have some music now. Rest of you now, do your job. We can't give 1,000. King's House, 47,130. Realize we're moving toward 50,000 King's Houses. And now we're down to 52,000 to go. 52,000 to go. We can do that tonight. Come on, just stay on the telephone. 52,000 brings us even. Memory, she is smiling alone.
What today? 17th. We need 566,000. That way you get it? To be on budget. Right? As of this moment, with this morning's receipts counted and yesterday's mail, we are 83,000 short. Now, that part of that, you know, some of you frowned because you thought it would be closer than that, is the mail only delivered 15,000 yesterday. One day can knock a big hole. The budget requires $33,000 a day, just a little over. Thank God for this morning that was over the average. But 83,000, do you realize that that's closer than we've been on any Sunday in so long that I can't remember? That's less than 100,000. All we have to do is raise $83,000 to go to the mail tonight. And we're in budget. Now tomorrow is going to be another 33,000. What would it be? 80 and 30 is 124,000? Or 100, no, 83 and 33 is what? 126? I'll end up myself. 83 and 33, and you're right. So 100, oh, I hate that number. 116 by tomorrow, if nothing came in the mail. We didn't go to the post office. We'd need $116,000. Now, I have every confidence that at least the $33,000 will come in tomorrow. So if we hit the $83,000 today to come be put in the mail tonight or delivered to the King's House tomorrow, assuming my confidence is well placed, that that which is already in the mail, posted to arrive in the mail tomorrow, will at least equal the $33,000 daily need, then if we raise $83,000 now, today, to be put in the mail tonight, or if you're in the Los Angeles area, to be delivered here tonight or tomorrow, by hand delivery, we'll be even. Wouldn't that be a wonderful feeling? I can always tell when we're getting close to victory. I anticipated the devil landing on my crew. The way it normally works is I have to get you together. The Word of God has to shape you up as the people. Then about time you get shaped up, Satan attacks my crew. Well, I anticipate that this time, and I attack them so much worse than Satan. He didn't have a prayer. And there are plenty of them on my crew that will tell you that's not a joke. I made up my mind that the devil would try it, so I went after my crew first. And I made them understand. Resist the devil, he'll flee from him. Resist me, I won't. So we short-circuited that one. But sure enough, next, what's the next thing? Equipment. Now, Channel 30 went off the air. We've been having a problem with some little components. Either six or seven of them, or five of them, or something like that, went off today. These little components, you have to wait 6 months to get the parts. We found a company that, by our specifications, can actually make them. And by this Wednesday, they're supposed to be shipped out. However, I told my chief engineer to see what we can do to speed it up on Monday, but we have 30 on the air, but only about 30% power. Now, that means when we go off 56 here in the Los Angeles area, about 1 hour and 57 minutes from now, for the rest of this afternoon and for tonight and for the rest of this week, until it can be repaired, Channel 30 is crippled to 30% or less power. Was it 30 or 10? Joe? 30. Yeah, 30% power. And it could be less with other problems, and there is no way of getting these parts. They are a problem part for the transmitters. It's been recognized by the industry. And that's why the waiting list has been so long, and we're number one on the waiting list. But they do not intend to deliver from the normal source till sometime in May, and we've been on the list for about 6 months anticipating the problem. The new firm has promised a board of these parts will be at least started on Wednesday, maybe shipped out by Wednesday. In the meantime, we have to limp along. What does that tell you? Yeah, the right word came, victory. That means we've reduced the devil down to knocking his head on equipment. Now, you know you're out of control and not at your best when you start banging your head against the hood of your car. Or, doesn't it give you a real comforting feeling to realize that we've reduced the devil to such performance? Now, I think we ought to keep turning it on. It's obvious we've got him aggravated. And we can raise this 83,000. We can raise it in the next 2 hours. You just wake up, get off your duff, and realize that what we are doing right now and what we are preaching is just as important as what Martin Luther did when the Reformation was born. Just as neglected a truth. And you ought to live in the days of Martin Luther when the entire world was under the sway of traditions identified with God that were wrong. Now, we're bucking the tide too. And I repeat what I said this morning. I said a lot of things in my message today that I did not come prepared to say. That's why I know they were from God, because they hit on the spot. But I repeat one of the things I said and turn the cooler on. As wonderful as the good news was, and I'll give you the drink of water that you won't thirst again, and the bringing of the water of life to the woman at the well in Samaria, and as wonderful as her work was to go and get others and bring them to hear this man, Jesus, he never said, wherever this gospel's preached, see to it that you tell what this woman did who brought others to Christ. You know, it's almost like when I say the first miracle that Jesus is recorded performing, he turned water to wine to keep a party going. It's irrefutable. The facts of Scripture cannot be denied. But most people, when they hear me say that, it just doesn't set well with them. It just jars their nerves too much. Too many sacred cows are suddenly gutted right in their front of their eyeballs. And then you find the emotional hold that traditions that make void the Word of God have on you. Well, it just doesn't feel right. Oh, baloney. I didn't feel right when I first saw Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Thought I was going to hell. The Lord came, I wouldn't make it because my granddad made me feel that way. If we ever get around to it, I'll prove to you that Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs has a spiritual meaning that is buried in the memory traces of the house of Israel. And I will show you that that folk culture story carries within it, in poetry form and passed on through the generations, a story that is basically rooted in Scripture. But traditions made me, I remember as a poor little kid, I was scared spitless. Because the teacher took the class to see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And I just knew if the Lord came as a little kid, clutched by my granddad and his narrow-minded legalism while my parents were elsewhere, that I couldn't make it. And those are the feelings that stay as a residue. I'm very sure that there were people that trembled in Luther's day when he called the Pope the Antichrist. Likewise, it's a sacred cow. There can be nothing that a Christian can do quite as important as going out and bringing others to Jesus. Dwight L. Moody would not go to bed at night until he'd gone out and brought one in. That's witnessing by modern traditional terms. When the facts of the matter are, most people who witness that way turn their victim into a martyr. When witnessing truly means martyr. Just hard to adjust your theological fix and your emotional attachment to it. Nothing can be as important as going out and bringing somebody to Jesus. Well, Jesus didn't say, when that happened, wherever this gospel's preached, see to it you tell what this woman at the well of Samaria did. She was humble too, you know. Willing to take so little and be satisfied with it. But she didn't get that designation. And as I pointed out, the one leper that was healed with the nine who didn't return to thank the Lord, the one who properly returned to thank the Lord for his healing, he didn't say, wherever this gospel's preached, tell what this leper did. Remember Mary and Martha? Martha serving faithfully. He didn't say, wherever this gospel's preached, tell what Martha did. Mary, in that occasion, just sitting at his feet with him, in the Greek meaning of the word, with all attention focused on him, adoring worship. The monastic life epitomizes that to the absolute. Doing nothing but adoring Christ. I'll give her credit. Jesus said, Mary's chosen the better part. But he still didn't say, concerning that activity of Mary, wherever this gospel is preached, see to it you tell what Mary's done, sitting here with me, undistracted, worshipful, meditating attention. That's the epitome of spirituality. Most people's view, just sit and look at Jesus. Jesus looky-loos. Can we go on?
Yes, sir.
Pick anything you want that Jesus commended. There's a book one famous preacher preached entitled, Those Whom Jesus Commended. Not a one on the list, save this woman who brought the alabaster box and gave that which Judas said could have been sold for much money and the money given to the poor, bringing the most valuable thing she had, material thing, and in the views of Judas, wasting it by giving it, expending it on Christ. That's the only thing. The act of giving of something value to testify to the worth of him who died for her, or who gave himself for, who had announced in that very event her understanding of what he had to do. And thus she was anointing the body for burial aforehand. The one who would give of her best, of whom he says in another context, when you've been forgiven much, you love much. Thus, a testimonial of love and a testimonial of appreciation or worship to the Word become incarnate, which was to become the spoken Word, to become the written Word, to now be the preached Word, to be the implanted Word in your life, that testimonial of value for God's Word living then, from which the gospel message is derived. That alone, he said, and that behavior alone, he said, wherever this gospel is preached, tell what she did. Same message. Not once do you have it said in the same vein of outflowed love. God loveth a spiritual tongue talker. God loveth a holiness preacher. God loveth the hilarious giver. Now, either the message is going to take because you have eyes to see, or the same word that brings life to some will bring death to others. This message is going to sort you out. And I'm saying unabashedly, you can't be a Christian without the Spirit of life dwelling in you, the Spirit of Christ. And if the Spirit of Christ is in you, it makes a giver out of you. As the Reformation and the unveiling of God's Word created the frame for the personal experience with God of the revivals of Wesley and Zinzendorf, and the personal experience with God paved the way for the holiness movements that, with all of their errors in second generation, understood that the only kind of cleansing and the only kind of change that's worth anything is that is done by the Spirit of God Himself, which paved the way for that experience called charismatic or Pentecostal, which looked to certain external evidences of the indwelling Spirit and landed on tongues as the initial physical evidence of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. There is yet another phase among many phases yet to go, including the walk in the Spirit, that we will begin to understand that this Spirit-filled life that the world has been searching for since Luther puts a life in us that is a giving life, and we thus, when we have it, become givers. With that, I'm saying you can't get to heaven if you're not a giver. Because it's the Spirit of life in you that ensures your position in Christ. And we've got 83,000 to go. If you've heard anything that I've taught or preached, we'll get it today. Now get on the telephone, tell me today what you're going to go to the mailbox and put in the mail, or what you're going to bring to the King's House today or tomorrow. And do it now. As the music plays, you get on telephone. Says, I'm an ordained Baptist minister. I just got this dish and have been watching Dr. Scott. His communion service is the most incredible I've ever seen. Not only do I administer this supper in my own church, but I've also been asked to speak at other ministers' communion services. This Dr. Scott has spoken so succinctly, and he said so much, some of which I've never even thought of. that it thrills me, and how can I get a copy of this tape? Voice of Faith told him, tell Dr. Scott to keep up the good work. One thing about it, when we are in these budget drives, at least I get a chance to share with you some of the messages of people that have responded to the teaching. But more than anything else, I want your response to the message this morning, the teaching on giving. Even you that have already paid your commitments, I want to hear from you now. Get on your telephone, yeah. Write it right on in here. Talk to me. Listen to the message this morning. Felt a sense of thrill because the Spirit of God has been working in you, and all you had today was a fuller treatise on the theological support system for the experience you already have. You that have been givers should be rejoicing that the message today confirmed the reality of your experience. Others of you that are beginning to see more and more the importance of giving as a central expression of the truly Christian experience, you ought to be on the phone telling me. It's your time to talk back to me. I have to weigh it every time I play the service live because it always makes it too convenient for you to stay home and not come and make the testimony of your presence. I smiled for a moment because I had to exercise a little pastoral authority today. with those that had made the long drive to be there, but they survived. In a moment when eagerness to get where they could see what I was going to write on the board overcame their listening ability to do what the pastor said, but I played the service live because I think you needed the message. Now you that needed it for reaffirmation and for affirmation, get on the phone and talk to me. And we're not going to get this 83,000 unless you get intensely interested in being a part of it. Now let your faith fill these phones. Now talk to me. Keep them all busy. And if you're sitting by phone that's not ringing, voice faith, go find one.